Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, and Sheriff Joe LoPinto from Jefferson Parish. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Noel. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Joe, we just got some alerts from Nola Reddy. Dave was looking at him, saying that there's been a number of accidents, more and more people heading to the streets. What has your experience been in Jefferson Parish?
We have not seen an increase. I got the same alert. I think they're putting it out, statewide. Certainly, as the day gets through, you're going to have more people that venture out on the road. We want you to stay on the road, but we're not seeing a lot of traffic at all in Jefferson Parish right now. Most people are staying home. I'm really worried about tomorrow and actually even Thursday morning. I think you're going to have some melt that's going to come along tomorrow, which is going to put water on the road and then it'll refreeze. Tomorrow night, and I think you'll have a lot of ice. Right now, it's kind of snow, and because it started snowing with the cold weather, you don't have a lot of ice on the roadway, but I think that's going to really change tomorrow, if I had to take a guess.
So, Dave, what exactly were we hearing from the EOC?
Yeah, they sent out the alert that says the number of accidents being reported is increasing. First responders urge you to stay off the roads in snow ice impacted areas until conditions improve. And the last thing we want, clearly, is to overburden our first responders and to make them unnecessarily have to venture out in this. Yeah, they have big vehicles. Yeah, they have fire trucks and ambulances. But when you get this much snow and you don't have salt and you don't have plows and you don't have any way to clear it, it doesn't matter what vehicle you're in and how much grip or how many tires you have pulling. When it's this slippery, if that whole thing starts sliding. So I think the key message is don't put anybody else in danger because you are tired of sitting at home or because you want to shoot a TikTok video to share on the internet with TikTok.
Joe,
TikTok.
Joe, you shot your TikTok video yet?
I don't have TikTok, but certainly my son has been taking care of Snapchat and everything else in between jumping out in the snow. And to go back on that, Noel, I mean, you and I both know as young policemen, if I had to go out and write an accident in this weather, I guarantee you I'm writing a person every ticket I can in the book.
Yeah,
so,
I ain't
stay
happy.
Home, stay off the street.
That's
right
for
now.
Sure. This might be a little bit better than a driving rainstorm, but not much.
Not much, no. And so if you make me come out in this weather, you're going to get some tickets. And remind everybody, if they do something really stupid and have to go to jail today, the judges aren't working until the end of the week. So you're not getting a bond anytime soon. So I'd stay out of trouble.
One deputy told me, if I have to go out in this, I'm going to end up in the ditch just like you. The difference is I'll have pretty lights on while I'm stuck in the ditch because I had to respond to you being stuck in the ditch because, we just don't have the infrastructure and the equipment to properly prepare roads. I mean, I know, you know, up in Chicago right now, they have a negative 30 wind chill with snow on the ground. But they also have a huge infrastructure of plows and salting trucks and snow blowers and so on and so forth. We just don't have it here. And there's just no way to make these conditions safe for people to be out and about.
No, it's not. I mean, we were dealing with the airport, same thing, although there is some de-icing capabilities here at the airport. Most of the airlines actually don't have crews that have the ability to even utilize the de-icing equipment. So, I mean, everything was shut down today for us. We hope to get back up and up running tomorrow by midday, and but you never know when it's going to actually shut back down again. But right now, it's certainly not safe to be on the road, so not safe to fly. Just enjoy it. Take some pictures. As I said, I'm actually home cooking. I'm having gumbo for lunch, having a rump roast for dinner. I'm going to watch 10 inches of fat grow while I watch 10 inches of snow fall, you know, so they're great.
Joe, are you hearing
direct
much
correlation?
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Are you hearing anything about power outages in Jefferson?
No, I haven't gotten any alerts from EOC on that. I called a little while ago to check on accidents. I have not received any widespread, and normally I get an email on that, and I checked that right before I came on the air with you. So I don't really have any widespread outages. I'm sure you can have a few, but as I said earlier, with this wind pushing the snow off of the branches, it's less of a problem right now. It's when you have that heavy, wet snow that's accumulating on the branches that break it. And this is really a fine dust. Although it's coming in a bunch of it, it's a fine dust that's being blown. So it's really not accumulating on your branches. If you look outside, you can see the same thing. It's more of accumulation on the ground. So hopefully it stays like this, and we don't have the widespread power outages that we hope to avoid.
Yeah, I just checked. Entergy Louisiana now has less than 400 power outages statewide. And that's amazing because we had a literal blizzard in Acadiana this morning. Now we're getting whiteout conditions moving into greater New Orleans. And the fact that we didn't have the rain first, so we don't have ice on the power lines. And like you said, we don't have a lot of limbs even under this. We're closing in on 6 inches of snow across the region. We don't have a lot of limbs coming down on power lines, thank goodness. And that's pretty miraculous that statewide we have fewer than 400 outages.
Well, I'm surprised how hard it's...
I would definitely think the number would have been higher than that. That's great.
I'm surprised by how hard it's snowing right now, because 20 minutes ago I could see the Four Seasons. And, Dave, you're looking out the window over my shoulder.
Yeah,
you can't see the Four Seasons right
now. We're 2.5 blocks from it. You can't see the river at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I can barely make out the casino now, and we're just about a block away from Caesars. By the way, I'm told it's open.
Yeah.
That they put their own employees up in their own hotel. So we were talking about maybe going over there and getting a lucky dog after a while.
Yeah,
but
absolutely. Nothing else to eat around here.
Everything
Joe,
else.
Joe, final thoughts?
Look, take pictures, enjoy it. Again, be safe over the next 2 days. Don't let the snow fall. Stopping, encourage you to venture out. Those roads are still going to be unsafe, and the conditions aren't going to get better real soon for us. It's not like we have the ability to plow and get rid of these streets and get them done. Be patient. Most of the schools are certainly closed today and most likely Thursday. Stay home. Stay warm.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We know you're busy. We get back to that gumbo.
And that rump roast.
And that rump roast. What time's the invitation?
Anytime this afternoon, if you can make it here.
Start walking now, we might
start
make it.
Start walking now, we might make it. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.